The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, most merciful Redeemer, for the countless blessings and benefits you give. May we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day, praising you with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Did you ever...
A reading from 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. He got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 139 responsively. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me.
You know
my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting place and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You encompass me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. For you yourself created my inmost parts and knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful and know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. My days were fashioned before they came to be.
How deep I find your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them.
If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would need to be like yours.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both, one and the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall be flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and what you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, and therefore glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I was leading the chapel service with the preschool children on Friday, and I used this story that we just heard that Anne read about Samuel being called. And so I wanted to do a listening with the children, and I said, "Now everybody be real quiet. Don't make any sound and just listen." And immediately a hand shot up and a little boy said, I don't listen very good. I have earwax." Well, our scriptures today give us some very good examples of listening. Samuel listened to Eli and to the Lord. The psalmist tells us that God listens to us, his created people, the ones he loves and cares for. Paul writes to the people of Corinth and said, "You better listen." He was concerned about their behavior. And Philip listens to Jesus, and then Nathanael listened to Philip. There's a lot of listening going on in our scriptures today. I'm not going to comment about the earwax, but that comment made by little Lucas got me thinking about the difference between listening and hearing. Hearing has to do with the physical body. When you don't hear so well, you go to the doctor and maybe get hearing aids or get the earwax cleaned out or just turn up the volume a little bit. Listening is something else. The word listen and the word obey have the same root in Latin. It's the same word base. Listening has much more to do with our response than it has to do with physical hearing. To listen means to obey. So what is the good news that we are invited to listen to today? Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." And he did. He listened. He obeyed. Not in a physical sense, like I invited the children to follow the leader. Not that kind of following, but the following of a charismatic sense of becoming like the leader. Philip did follow Jesus. What he did was immediately turn the other way and go off to find someone else to bring to Jesus. Philip followed Jesus by inviting someone to do exactly what Jesus had invited him to do. Come and see. This is a great church plan, isn't it? If each one would bring one, it's the best evangelism and mission plan available. This is indeed a remarkable text. Now, it's almost the opposite of what we ordinarily do in our congregations when we try to bring people, when we gather people in faith. And when we were praying the opening prayer this morning, I almost started singing. Did any of you catch the song in that opening prayer? See you more clearly, love you more nearly, day by day. From Godspell, right. It's a good description of the way to live a Christian life. It's a gradual growth in understanding and in knowledge and in faithful practice. Seeing more clearly day by day, following more nearly day by day, loving more dearly day by day, gradually doing it. Jesus, however, didn't recruit his disciples gradually. He didn't say, here's a reading list and some theology classes that you can take. Get a look at me by reading this or studying this and write a paper on what it might mean to love me or to follow me, and then we'll talk about it later. That's when we'll invite you to follow. That's not the way that Jesus recruited his disciples. His way was much more simple. Follow. Come and see. They listened and obeyed. They didn't try to study it all out, figure out what it all meant. They just walked the walk and gradually became deeper in that relationship with Jesus. I think this text is remarkable because it goes to the heart of what it means to be a disciple. A disciple is not just a student studying the teacher. A disciple is a person who listens to the teacher, which means to obey the teacher, which means to follow, trying to become like the teacher. Philip said to Nathanael, when he wanted him to come, he said, "We have found the Messiah. Come and see." And Nathanael listened and followed with his preconceived biases and his skepticism turned up on high volume. But he went, even though he had said, Nazareth? Nothing good can come out of Nazareth. But Nathanael discovered something. He discovered something about himself. Jesus allowed him to see himself in a new way, and that brought a revelation. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. Philip had told him, we found the Messiah. It's the son of Joseph. When Nathanael sees him, he says, ah, this is the Son of God. In our first reading from Samuel, he was getting really frustrated. I would guess that Eli was getting pretty frustrated too with that incessant late night wake-up calls. Samuel needed Eli to tell him, go lay down. And if he calls you again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And it happens again. The Lord calls, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel receives a new identity. No longer is he simply the lamplighter in the temple, but he is the one who follows, who obeys. He's the prophet, the speaker, because he listened, meaning listen, meaning obey. And the story goes on to tell how that listening led to obedience in following God. When we listen and not just hear the word of God, transformation happens. Each time the people of God are gathered and the word is proclaimed, where bread is broken and wine is poured, something great is going on. Jesus enters our lives with the good news, and he says, you ain't seen nothing yet. Life is much more than it seems. We are created for much more. The psalm says, gives us words of thanks, I will thank you, God, because I am marvelously made. Your works are marvelous and wonderful, and I know it well. We are created for thanksgiving, for praise of God. We listen, we obey, we follow. That's what it means to be God's people. We have been splashed, as Ian was this morning, in the waters of baptism. We have feasted on the Eucharist. We have heard the good news. We have seen God's light. And we have asked that we may know God more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly. And sometimes that following leads to dangerous places. It did for Jesus. It did for Nathanael and Philip. It did for Martin Luther King Jr., whose holiday we celebrate this weekend. He spoke so bravely about the rights for every human being, no matter race or age or gender or economic standing. He listened. He was a listener. We pray that our new president, who will be inaugurated this week, will also be a good listener. Now, studies show that most people come to church and into a relationship with Jesus because they have been invited. Someone has invited them to be a part of the community. Some of us, like Ian, were brought to the church as infants in arms. But others of us have come to the church through an invitation of someone else. Or we have reconnected with the church because of an invitation. Usually that invitation comes from a family member or a friend, but it doesn't really matter the motivation behind the invitation. Maybe it's the promise of eternal life shared with a spouse or with a friend. Maybe it's the Sunday morning gathering of supportive friends. Maybe it's because you have a restless and a searching heart like Philip had or Nathanael had under the fig tree. But whatever brings a person in, the object is to listen and to follow. Listening takes a attention. We often miss the voice of God because we're too busy. We need to take time, like Nathaniel did under the fig tree. Now that sounds like a wonderful occupation. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'll say that to Tracy and Steve with three little ones. Just take time. You know, don't be so busy. Just take time, relax. Sit under the fig tree for an hour every day. But sometimes God's word comes to us in the busyness of our children, of our aging parents, of our colleagues at work, the honest people that we do business with, the supportive people who do kind things for us. God's word is spoken to us in so many ways, but sometimes we are so busy we fail to hear, to listen to God's word in those ordinary and extraordinary things in our lives. If you listen, you will hear the voice of God. Come and see. God is in the ordinary events of life, calling us to follow. May God bless your listening and your following and your inviting. Remember who and whose you are, and you too will see greater things than these. Amen.